Facebook.com.
In the bathroom.
It's your show. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231.
That was nice of you, Mark. I didn't have to redo it. You're redoing it for me. That's good. So, yeah, a little buggy there. Radio listeners, we thought we were on, but we weren't, and the board up had to pee. So, you know, that's how things are. All right. 800.
I don't know. There might have been a drop-off in the connection.
Oh, you think? No, he said yes.
Live.
He said yes, he did, which means yes, he did have to go to the bathroom.
All right.
You know,
maybe
human
had
beings.
That stuff that Paula was talking
Marissa?
About.
Someday we will replace all human board ops with robots.
Robot.
And then we won't have these problems.
They'll be bionic.
800.
Wait, what are all the pot smokers going to do for work then?
No, there'll be something.
No,
deliver pizzas. 800-259-9231. All right, we continue here. Let's try Indy in Connecticut. Indy, you're on Free Talk Live.
That was the longest FTL lead-in I've ever heard in my life. I love Megadeth. That was awesome.
Was that Megadeth? I don't think that was Megadeth.
I don't know.
Was it? That's what I'm used to hearing.
Maybe it was. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight, Indy?
Happy anniversary to the death of property rights. 3 years ago today, Keeler versus New London Supreme Court ruled that the towns can act on behalf of a private corporation to steal person's land.
Yeah, they did rule that.
Light the candle tonight with you guys.
Just an awful, awful, that was just a terrible time. Those poor people in New London, of course. Lauren Canario, one of our activists here in New Hampshire, was actually actively down there standing up for freedom. And unfortunately, she was really the only one. She was the most hardcore of the entire bunch. I'm sure if it were Lauren's house, she would have stuck it out to the very end, but all the Kilo people, they ended up leaving.
It made for a great video. You can see it on YouTube. I live in the little town of Canterbury, Connecticut. We hired Ed O'Connell, the head of that whole spearhead of legal victory, as my town attorney.
Oh, boy.
He is in my town.
Well, you know, something that's interesting about New London, we checked in recently with the situation down there, and it turns out that all their big, grandiose plans for, you know, this multiplex with condos and business offices, and it was supposed to bring in all kinds of revenue to the city, hasn't gone anywhere. It's totally on hold. The company that's one of the companies that's involved, that there's a, you know, there's some sort of financing issue. They couldn't get the financing that they thought they were going to get, and the economy, they're good. They've got all kinds of excuses as to why it's not going as planned, yeah, but it's not going as planned.
That's right. And, guys, I got to tell you, I don't know if you've heard, but today the Supreme Court came out with a ruling. I it just sparked in my mind because I just heard about it this afternoon. I didn't even get to talk about it on my program. The challenge to the border fence has been turned down by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court found in favor of the Bush administration. These are people who are having their farms cut in half because the border fence was running through it down on the southern border of the United States. So once again, the concept of eminent domain is taking away people's property, in this case, not so that it can be given to a private entity. I could care less whether it's given to a private entity or it's given to the government.
Stealing is stealing.
Stealing is stealing. And people like Richard Epstein have made a great point. I'm opposed to it in general, but if they are going to do it, they should compensate these people properly for the takings.
And
they're not.
Many times they don't. And,
right.
And the people walk away feeling uncompensated. And even if they are compensated the way you and I feel is fair, if they don't feel it's fair, that's the only person that really counts. And that's how the free market works. You're not going to sell your house for any price that you don't consider fair.
So I didn't even realize it was the anniversary of Kelo, though. And it's very ironic.
The difference in the two types of eminent domain, one that versus the use versus the public use versus public good,
yeah.
Which is what Kelo sort of was, and Kelo was sort of for the public good because it would increase tax revenue and all that other stuff, and it's given to a private party. The difference is if you give it to a private party, private ventures, you know, can fail or not fail. Government ventures fail every time, except that they generally get something done. So there's going to be a park built, there's going to be a road built, there's going to be a school district building built. So even if we do pay 10 times what it's worth in order to build that thing, we'll get it built. Whereas in the private sector, it won't necessarily get built. And that's what happened with condominiums here. And, you know, the contractor's like, I don't know, this isn't seeming like such a good idea now. Before, when we were stealing people's houses, this is a good idea. But now, I don't know. You know, that's the sort of the difference is at the very least, the public looks there. And it's a perception issue.
It's a great
the public
lesson.
Looks and sees a park. We got our park.
Yeah.
Who cares about those jerks that lost their houses?
You know, Mark, they said that those areas were blighted under the Kelo. And I know we're sort of going off on just that little mention from the call, but
This is Indy. Those areas were not blighted.
Right, exactly. And, you know, now they are. Now, amazingly, they are. Some of them are being used for firefighters to be able to practice on.
Yeah, they're setting houses on fire.
Setting them on fire.
Wow.
Now they do have a blighted area. And the amazing thing is, this is a great lesson in free markets versus government. Because the people that were involved in this thing, they said, well, they could have made the calculation, hey, we could approach these people on the private marketplace if our venture looks like it could give us a good enough return, we will be able to pay them something, a going rate that will be high enough that they will have an incentive to sell.
Well, and you
but
can bet
they
if
didn't
they
have it.
If they had done that, if they'd done it in the private market, you can better believe they would have been lickety split about getting their work done.
Exactly.
Because they would have actually had to put money out.
And they would have had an incentive because they were betting that they would be able to make money. But they knew beforehand that they couldn't do it in the private marketplace and offer the going rate to those people. So they pressured the government. They got glad handing from the government. They did whatever they could down there in New London, and they got the government to do it. Of course they were going to fail because they could have done it privately if there was an incentive for it to be successful.
Indy, what other thoughts do you have for us tonight?
Sad anniversary. Wanted to share that with you guys. But your advertisers, GCN got some new ones. I was surfing on the internet tonight doing some shopping. Tell them to keep it up. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay. You mean they've got good advertisers?
They got good new advertisers that I haven't heard for a few weeks. So thanks.
Right on. Very good, sir. Thank you, sir, for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I don't always get to hear all the GCN ads just because, you know, we're sitting during the break and, hey, take the headphones off.
We continue here with Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Vince?
I want to talk about George Carlin.
Oh, sure. It's a sad story.
He passed away last night. But
yes, he did. 71 years old. Hell of a guy, from what I could tell.
Hell of a guy. I've seen his shows. I mean, they're quite classic.
Yeah.
But, he came up with the seven words.
Yes, he did.
And went to all the way to the Supreme Court.
You know that that Pacifica case on the seven words thing, that was probably one of the greatest black marks in the history of freedom of speech that ever came around. And, you know, it's amazing. I was telling Ian and Mark, my friend, that today some guy on my show swore at me. And we had to cut him out. We have a seven-second delay, so we popped him out. And afterwards,
what did he say?
He called me an a-hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, because we pulled him out, and after we dropped the guy, I said, well, gee, you know, thanks for bringing home, on the day after George Carlin died, the legacy of the Pacifica ruling, which is that we can't allow you to say stupid stuff like that because we'll get fined. You know, we can't let the marketplace decide. People could tune in if they wanted a real freewheeling show. They could do that, you know. But
yep.
We can't, and it's all thanks to the Pacifica ruling over the seven dirty words skit. It's incredible.
Vince, any other thoughts?
No, I just wanted to say that George Carlin was really a big fuck.
Yeah, he really was.
He
was great talent, no doubt about that. I wasn't somebody who really followed his career too closely, but the times I did see any of his stand-up, I found it quite entertaining. Thanks, Vince, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. So enjoy those on us. Those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company or you know somebody, somebody important to you in your life has a company, consider having them having the accounts receivables taken care of by SACL CAI. Accounts receivable stink. It's a job that nobody wants to do. You know, you've done the work for the people, the work that you got into the business to do, the work that you love to do, and then it's time to get paid and people don't want to pay? That stinks. Turn it over to SACL CAI. They'll collect, and they won't break anybody's kneecaps. Nobody's going to get threatened. You know, no foul words are going to be spoken. They'll collect your money, and, you know, you have a better chance of keeping those customers.
Very good. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at our website at freetalklive.com right there at the top.
And hey, big thanks to those guys for the fun tent.
Oh, my gosh. The SACL CAI fun tent was awesome.
If you want people who really support freedom, those guys. And even if you're not in one of those fields, suggest SACL CAI to somebody you know in one of those fields, like medical field or something like that. Some big company, tell them SACL.
Yeah, if you hear somebody complaining about how their collection's just as awful, then you know who to recommend. Jason Osborne and his crew over at SACL CAI. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. It's Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to clarify a few things about MRSA.
MRSA, this is Paula called in earlier to say it was taking over the world and killing everyone, and she said it was some sort of intestinal deal. I did a quick Google search. Turns out that, according to various websites, it's actually a skin condition. But go ahead, sir. What did you have to say?
Right. Well, MRSA is actually a little bit more than just the skin condition. And in the chat room, I sent the leaked link to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, and their information on MRSA. There's a couple kinds of MRSA. There's a couple different kinds of MRSA. Now, I know this because my ex-wife worked on the gen med floor of the hospital before she became a sleep therapy technician and a phlebotomist.
Okay.
And she had to work with MRSA patients a couple of times. And when she did so, she had to suit up. She had to wear full body cover, because it's highly contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, usually it takes the form of a staph infection, most of the time. But it can get inside the body and infect other things.
Mm.
And the worst is when it becomes a blood infection. And it's a, when it becomes a blood infection, it can be fatal. And it happens to people who have a compromised immune system. So it's kind of like AIDS in that way. And so if you're in the hospital and you have an operation and you already have an infection, or, you know, you've been opened up, and for whatever reason, you can get this. That's why so many people in the hospital get it. And she was telling me one night about a lady who bled out. In other words, all her blood just came out of her body through every orifice, including the pores and the skin. Sounded pretty...
sounds like Ebola almost. Wow.
It kind of is, because that happens to the Ebola patients, too.
But
that's when it becomes a blood infection. It doesn't always become a blood infection. It takes different forms. So it could take the form of an intestinal disease, but it's not likely to, and it certainly is not likely to be carried on trucks leaking
feces, fecal matter all over the place. Yeah, so once again, Paula, with her mixed information, sometimes she has a fact or two, and the rest of it is just nonsense. And so, yeah, right. I am looking at another definition here, according to the Mayo Clinic. It does say that they start as small red bumps that resemble pimples, boils, or spider bites. They can quickly turn into deep, painful abscesses that require surgical draining. Sometimes the bacteria remain confined to the skin, but they can also penetrate into the body, causing potentially life-threatening infections in bones, joints, surgical wounds, the bloodstream, heart valves, and lungs. So quite a nasty little disease there.
Yes, it can get anywhere. And the other scary one, it's resistant to antibiotics.
Oh,
and the other scary thing that my ex had to deal with when she was on that floor were tuberculosis patients who were
drug resistant,
resistant to antibiotics.
Yeah, TB's, there's certainly forms, strains of TB out there that are drug resistant, and that's bad, bad news.
Right, and one time she came home in the morning. She worked the night shift, and she comes home in the morning before I go to work, and she explained to me she had been working with a TB patient all night, and nobody had told her. She didn't
She
didn't suit up, and it kind of upset me, too.
Yeah, did she kiss you did she kiss you to goodbye when you went to work?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she had caught it, I could have caught it, and kids, more importantly, the kids could have caught it.
And then they'd be taking it to school. You'd lose your kids. You'd lose your wife. Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad you called to clear that up, because it definitely helped. I did not read far enough into the description of the MRSA, so I'm glad you called in on that.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
Have a good night.
Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
800-259-9231, but Paula still was a little bit off on what she was saying about it. In fact, maybe a lot off.
Paula's got these instincts. I don't know what it is. And did they say where this MRSA stuff comes from?
I have no idea.
Didn't she? I mean, she was saying it was coming off of trucks and stuff. But
yeah, well, that's where she was way off.
Yeah, so it's a staph infection. That is nasty.
We continue with Nick in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind, Nick?
Well, I was going to talk about my military adventure in Iraq. I just got back from that, and I was a podcast listener back before I left about 6 months ago, and you know, it wasn't able to call in to listen to the show while I was over there, so I had to catch up a lot on podcasts. But, anyway, I'll say a couple things. One, I've been a huge, you know, advocate. You know, Free Talk Live is opening my eyes. You know, about 6, 7, 8 months ago, I started listening, and it's been like a fire. You know, this freedom, this idea of freedom and liberty, you know, that honestly, I never even knew what liberty mean. I mean, I looked at the definition and thought, wow, freedom from control. I mean, wow, that's a concept, you know. And so it just blew up. And so I talk to my friends constantly now. I'm getting as many books as I can. You know, I'm listening to Free Talk Live. I'm taking as many things as I can, talking about the Free State Project to other people.
Great.
And then what happened was, is I just wanted to share the other night. I was talking with a friend who was. We were talking about checkpoints and other things like that, police checkpoints, some other things about the laws and how ridiculous it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I live in a small town in Kentucky. My wife and I, we come back down the road, and I've only been in like one or two checkpoints. Well, it just so happened that night, after I'm talking this whole thing about freedom and everything else, I get to a checkpoint.
I want you to continue your story here in a moment. Hang on, Nick. We're going to bring you back, tell the rest of the story about the checkpoints. 800-259-9231. Nick has been infected with the Liberty bug. It is a positive, happy kind of bug that you definitely want to continue on. You don't want to stop it. In fact, it's hard to. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted.
Introducing CocoPure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
CocoPure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try CocoPure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try CocoPure, call 1-800-457-9914. CocoPure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InnerKnobs.com. Or see their banner at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. Back to Nick in Kentucky. Nick, who just returned from Iraq, listener to the program, and you got hooked on this Liberty message. It's pretty addictive, and you've been feeding your addiction as much as possible. And after you were having a discussion with, I believe you said it was your wife or girlfriend, about checkpoints, you ran into one. Go ahead with your story.
And basically, I really wanted to, you know, I'm a fighter and a, not a fighter, but I mean physically, but fighter mentally, emotionally, anyway, and also anti-authoritarian since I, you know, was in school, and I have a t-shirt that says question authority, you know, just not my
Yeah. Oh, man. It has to be tough to be an anti-authoritarian in the military,
yeah. Oh, the funny thing about it is I started my call when the screener asked me, I said, yeah, I want to talk about military and about all these experiences, but, you know, I know I can call in plenty of times to tell you plenty of other military stories because I got in so much trouble. Like, for instance, I'll sidetrack really quickly, but basically I had a guy you know, stand up, and we got in this conversation about something I was doing on my personal time after work or whatever, even though, you know, military, you're 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing something he didn't like. Well, he addressed it about it and got a little mad, and I said, look, this is ridiculous. So he ended up saying, you know what? You will respect me because I outrank you. I can make you stand to attention right now. And I just looked at him, kind of was like, you can physically make me? I'd like to see that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you don't do that in the military. So, anyway, long story short, he's like, you know, you have to respect me as your whatever. And he's, like, screaming these obscenities and yelling in my face. And I said, I don't respect someone who's treating me like a child and
nice.
Yelling in my face.
Wow.
And
wow.
I actually got paperwork for that.
I bet you did.
Says, right in the paperwork, the letter of reprimand, it says that I will not respect for someone who is yelling at me and treating me like a child. And it's funny, too, because whenever I went to sign it, they said, well, here, you need to sign this acknowledging that we gave it to you. And I said, well, I'm not signing it.
Really?
Well, no, you have to. Yeah, and they said, no, you don't understand. You have to.
Or else?
Well, what do you mean I have to? I mean, you're going to sign it?
What a
resistor. Anyway,
way to go.
What ended up happening with that?
Well, I ended up signing it. Now, the only reason is because, obviously, they owe me. I'm in Iraq.
Right.
And the only reason I signed it, too, is because they got about three other people involved, and it was a big thing. So I kind
wow.
of said, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Here. Well, at the very least, you find out how far they're willing to go.
Yeah.
And exactly.
I think that's worth
thing.
Something.
And
we're going to kick you out if you don't sign it. All righty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what are you going to do? What's the worst you can do? Just send me home from Iraq? I mean,
right.
That's great. So, anyway. So
Abu Ghraib is the worst they can do to you.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what and even my wife said, you know, just be good and get out of there because they could, like, lock you up and send you somewhere.
Hey, yeah, I understand, man. There's something to be said for, you know, flying under the radar for a certain period of time until you're ready to, you yeah. know, stand out in the open and stand up for liberty.
Yeah.
So let's get back to your checkpoint story.
Yeah, so anyway, I was at the checkpoint, and I've really never been through a checkpoint myself as an adult, you know, having to go through and do all that.
Was it a DUI checkpoint?
You know, I really don't know because, I mean, when I pulled up, the cop asked me for my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that it was. You know, they were just trying to catch something out of the ordinary. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so what happened was is I really wanted to fight. Like, I really wanted to say something and want to do something. But because he just asked the simple question, can I see your driver's license? And knowing that I have my driver's license because I'm driving, I'm like, I just gave it to him. And
sure.
He was like, thank you, sir. Have a nice evening.
Yeah,
and I just turned my head and drove off and, like, I was so irritated, you know. And
the same thing
like,
happened
yeah,
to me.
If I was a passenger, I wouldn't have given it to you, you know.
Yeah, recently the same thing happened to me when I was down in Florida. They, you know, I'm going to assume since it was about 10 o'clock at night that it was a DUI checkpoint.
Mm.
Yeah, it was like 11 o'clock some.
Yeah, and you know, they take the driver's license basically so they can interact with you and see how your eyes look and, you know, whether you
right.
look drunk or smell drunk or whatever, I guess. And if you got long hair in a beat-up car, they're going to have you pull over or driving while black or one of those things. But if everything seems fine, then they'll just go ahead and let you pass on through, and there's really nothing you can say about it. You need to have a driver's license to drive. They ask for the driver's license. That's it. Ta-da.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really the only reason I did as much as I did. I mean, just said, okay, whatever. But then the other thing that bothered me, besides that it's it's unconstitutional, you know, the fact is that there was a state police. It was the state police who was taking my driver's license. In that town, there's the sheriff, the city police, which is a joke because it's only like, I don't know, 1,000 people in this town. It's a tiny little town.
Okay.
And then there's the state police who hang out. So there's, like, all these police around, and it's horrible. It makes me uneasy.
Well, some Americans just can never have enough police around, especially the police and the government bureaucracies. They're always agitating for more cars, more cops, more enforcement.
We need to have more cops.
Especially in this time of terrorism. You know, we were talking about this idea where on the 21st you're going to have valid ID to be able to get on a plane and so on and so forth. And Whitney and I were talking about it, and I said, you know, it would be great if we could inspire people all around the country on the same day to, for example, in New Hampshire, we'd get 20, 25 people to all buy tickets for one particular flight. We all line up. None of us have IDs. And it would be great. It would be all around the country, and it would just cause log jams. But then I thought, you know what? The average American out there, they see it, and the knee-jerk reaction is they see those jackbooted guys in the airports, and they represent safety to them.
Right.
And yeah, you guys would be troublemakers.
Dangerous.
You'd
right.
be a troublemaker.
Well, Well, that's kind of like what I said to my friend that I was having a conversation with. Is I have another thing going against me, and I don't mean that in the worst way about my religion, but I'm a Christian. And what I mean by that is I had it against me is because I stand out against the government and the drug war and things like that. And people look at me and say, oh, you're a Christian. Well, what does that have to do with having freedom? Isn't that the point? Like, what if enough people, let's say 51% of the people, said, you know, we don't want you to be able to practice your religion in this state. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You see, so that people don't understand the point is that it's what you want to do, to be left alone and do what you want to do. Don't force your beliefs or your opinions on someone else.
Those people are simpletons that are going after your religion because they don't like your religion, or they are going after your actions because they don't like your actions, and that's the best thing they can come up with. So, you know, the crap that they say doesn't really matter.
You know, I would suggest, I don't know if you, I'm sure you're already considering the Free State Project, but but up here it's a different situation. When there's a checkpoint, someone dials up to Porcupine 411, and this automated system takes a recording of what they say, and it shoots it out to hundreds of email addresses so people can actually know in advance, presuming they're in their email box. And I think they have voicemail delivery now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you find out these things in advance, and there have been times when the activists have actually gone down to the checkpoints on purpose. So, let them know that we're watching and we're paying attention. So here, you know, when you're surrounded by like-minded people and you know that there are a group of activists out there that'll support you, it becomes a little bit easier to have a little bit of courage and to maybe say no to the cops. Not just in that particular instance, but just in general. And it really does change the way these interactions are going to play out, I think.
Well, I think that there's the right time and the wrong time to screw with the authorities personally.
Yeah.
I think that you can do harm to the liberty movement by doing it at the wrong time, because if you create a situation where the vast majority of people see it and they're like, oh, shut up and let's go, I don't think you do much of a service.
Say what?
I said, yeah, I'm going to call it that line in that little town, you know, to grow. It's only a little two-lane road in this little town, and there's people backed up as it is. You
right.
Know?
I think if a cop asks you something unconstitutional, you should ask him questions. But when it comes to a driver's license, what are you going to do?
It is tricky, you know. I mean, you look at us here. I don't know. I was thinking about this before George Carlin died, and I thought about it a little more today. You know, even here on broadcast radio, we have to make concessions in order to get the word out. And, you know, in order not to be thrown off the air or have the stations fined, we got to be careful about what we say.
I think there's one thing to say you don't want to get in people's way necessarily, but at the same time, saying no is something that we're going to end up having to do at some point. Thanks for the call, Nick. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond.
you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue with the phone calls, ladies first to Betty in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello,
hello.
Betty. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to call and share with you about that MRSA or Staphylococci. In the early 70s, I was working in a mental hospital as an aide. And we had a patient there who had an open wound, and nobody knew she had staph. And I got, like, her bed sheets and that off her bed to change it for her.
Great.
And next thing I know, here I got it on my left ankle.
Gosh,
yikes. It was like a bite or something. It felt like a mosquito bite or something, and it was itching and itching and itching, and I scratched it. Next thing I know, a couple of days later, the center of it turned black. I went to the doctors, and he told me I had staph, and they ended up giving me antibiotics, and I had to soak it in warm, soapy water. And I called in, and I had to be off of work. And they told me if I didn't get back to work, they were going to fire me. So I said, well, I can't go back until I'm released. And then it finally went away. But when I went back and looked in her chart, it sure enough, it said she had staph, and they tried to cover it up.
Mm. Mm. Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, so it is. Contagious, but thank God I don't have nothing like that anymore.
Yeah, you took care of it, and that's good news. So it is curable, so that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call tonight. I'm glad you told the story, and we appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I got a scar on my hand from getting bit by a hamster when I was 8. It hurt.
Let's continue and talk to, I believe, let's go to Mike in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, anyways, about checkpoints. Now, looking at it from a military strategy, it just makes sense to set up a checkpoint on a road. Everybody going down that road has to stop. You get to inspect them. You get to go through their vehicles. You make sure that they got their driver's license and stuff. But when it comes down to, like, civil liberties, whoa, there's a checkpoint right there. Just checkpoints alone don't constitute any logic at all. If you're going to live in a free society governed by the principles that we have in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights, in our form of government, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, man. It's a police state.
The only way that checkpoints came about was through 200-and-something years of just the Constitution being eroded away. The government doesn't have any business owning the roads, but since it does effectively have ownership or, at the very least, control of the roads, then it needs to be able to control the roads, and the way that it gets goes one of the ways that it can go about doing that is having checkpoints. So it's a it's like LinkedIn down three ways, 3 degrees, and it's just
a
mess.
I'll give you an example. During the Civil War, they had a checkpoint that my great uncle went through with his brother, which was my great grandfather, and the Union soldiers stopped them, and they had the women hidden in the back of the ox cart underneath hay because there was incidences where Union soldiers were raping Southern women. And they were 14 and 12 years old. And they took their sabers and started stabbing in the hay. And my grandfather said, wait, stop doing that. And they said, why? You got family in there? And they said, yes, sir, we got family in there. And they went to slap the boys with the swords, and they deafened my great-great uncle, and that was a checkpoint.
Wow. So, they slapped him like on the side of the head
with the flat
sword?
Of the sword.
So, okay. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, and the same thing happened to one of our presidents, Andrew Jackson, by British soldiers during the Revolutionary War. So that's been a story carried down in our family that we've always remembered from generation to generation that checkpoints are not a good thing but a bad thing. Now,
of course.
The Union soldiers were trying to stop Confederate soldiers that were escaping from the
There's always an excuse. I mean,
Union good, right, Confederacy bad.
The state people will always, the government people will always have an excuse for a checkpoint. I mean, it's DUI. It started with DUIs, and they managed to pull it off a few times for drugs, I'm sure. And then, of course, now it's the immigrant thing.
Then Washington, D.C., they're doing it if you just don't have a good reason to be in Anacostia.
Right, yeah, they've shut down an entire neighborhood.
Incredible.
Isn't that an interesting thing about illegal immigration? Now, I heard somebody say, you know, immigrants have made this country great. You are right. But what if somebody came in to do your job for so much less? Like up here locally, we have about, I live in a small community. This may sound like really small to a lot of listeners. We have about 1,200 Mexicans and Guatemalans and Hondurans coming up here doing skilled labor jobs. And they do it good. I'm talking about rock making.
Hell yeah, they do. Well, I'd have to find another gig.
They're getting paid $10 an hour.
Yeah, if I wasn't willing to compete, that is, if I wasn't willing to drop my rate, and if I wasn't that much better, then I'd either have to drop my rate or I'd have to go find something else to do.
Well, I didn't want to get into this argument. What I'm saying is that, I'll open it up just a tiny bit. $10 an hour is a lot more than a guy slapping hamburgers down at McDonald's.
A bit more.
When it comes to a skilled job, it's a lot less.
It's cheap.
When $3 is the wage. Now, if you want everybody in America to work for $4 an hour,
that's where you stop. This is the thing. I respect your calling in and being interested in this, but this is where people go astray. First, you make the mistake of saying everybody in America is going to be working for $4 an hour, and so on and so forth. If you can get something for $4 for an hour and your costs go down, you're going to have a lot more money left over. Why not have people working for $4 an hour for the things pay $4 an hour to buy?
Let me read.
And then they'll have money left over.
We're talking about one of the premier trades here in Montana, rock work. We got Hollywood stars that are making $100, $200 million a year. We got executives coming up here that are making $1 billion a year building homes up in a city called Whitefish. And they're having illegal immigrants and legal visa holders coming up from Mexico doing work for $10 an hour. These Montanans up here would make $25, $30 an hour if they could get that job. These billionaires,
hey man,
but there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that they would get the work. That's like saying, wait, before you go on. It's like saying that they're selling Hondas for $20,000 a piece. If we could sell them for $40,000 a piece, then we'd make this much more. But you don't know how many Hondas you'd sell at $40,000.
Mike,
before you go on, let me finish this. People's jobs change over time.
on the table. We're talking about feeding kids. We're talking about buying.
Hey, dude. Things change.
Everybody who's got a product feeds their kids.
Back to Guatemala.
Wait. The Guatemalans have kids. The people at Walmart have kids. Everybody has kids, man.
Right.
You can't drag kids into this. The fact is the blacksmiths had kids, but people started buying cars and nobody wanted to shoe their horses anymore. Do you think we should go back to blacksmith's time? Things change, man.
Right. Look, hey, I wish we had more time for this, Mike, and I wish, you know, maybe you should call in tomorrow. I understand you got another point, but I would love to have more time to discuss this with you. Unfortunately, we're very short on time tonight. Go ahead and make a quick point, and then we're going to have to move on. Mike?
Oh, shoot.
I didn't drop the call. Don't know what happened. I don't know if he hung up there or whatever. But
you're definitely open to talking to Mike again.
Yeah, we do invite you to call back on that issue because it's an important issue. I mean, the fact is, things change over time. And I love how you brought up the blacksmith idea, Mark. I mean, here's another example, maybe more recent times, of a service that's actually still in demand. IT. The IT guys.
Absolutely.
Back in the late 1990s, there was this big boom, and everybody of the younger generation said, hey, we got to get on this IT bandwagon. Everybody wants to. IT guys are making buku bucks.
Yep.
You know, it's sitting around in office. They're making all kinds of money. I've got to get into this. So what happened? A whole bunch of people got into the IT business. Some of them, maybe they were immigrants, some of them not. Probably mostly just Americans, jumped into the IT business. They all went and they got themselves certified so they could be as competitive as possible. And the fact is, a bunch of people jumping into that business brought wages down.
Right.
But you can't. I mean, it's so competitive now. No one wants to be in IT
labor
anymore.
Labor is just a commodity. You are the monopoly holder of your labor. And if you happen to be a bricklayer, that's because you decided to be a bricklayer.
And
there's nothing saying that you can't go out and learn some other job later.
And you know, it's interesting how
I used to roof houses.
This is no slight against anybody who has these sorts of feelings, but there's a pattern. A friend of mine worked in computers, and he said, "Well, yeah, it's fine to bring in low wage people to work in manual labor, but not in my field." Because, well, what would happen? So it gets very personal. It gets very close.
They all want protectionism.
They want to keep the government out of other things.
Right.
But when it comes to my job and my career, look, we need guys on the borders with IR tracking machine guns. We need border ninjas. We need to kill those Mexicans
and try to come across here and take my job. That's where it goes. And, of course, on the less oppressive side, we need to try to drive home that lesson in economics, which is, it's not that we need to continue paying these guys so they can pay their kids and so on. What you're going to be doing is forcing the customer to have to pay more than they should.
We will see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You want to continue this conversation? Call us tomorrow. More on the way, freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi.